You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 4 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about being a good minister. Let's get started. There are many different ideas out there about how one can be a good minister. You can read books or blogs, you can get advice from others, and some of these can provide wisdom and provide good counsel, but they cannot replace the Bible. And so when we think about in our work in preaching the gospel, how are we to do a good job at that? What are we to be doing so that we can be a good minister? We need to go to the Bible and see what the Bible says about that. And so that's what we're going to talk about here in this episode. And I want us to begin with 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6. Paul told Timothy, "If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained." Paul gave Timothy this advice: if you are going to be a good minister, this is what you need to do. Now, if we were to think, well, what would Paul tell Timothy? Of all the things he could tell them, what would he tell him to do? He told Timothy, put the brethren in remembrance of these things. When we think about our work in preaching the gospel today, we need to remember what Paul said here in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 6. How are we to be a good preacher, a good minister? How are we to carry out that work? Number one, don't try to come up with something new, because we're not to go anywhere beyond what the Scriptures teach. Don't try to think of something new. Don't try to think that you need to be smarter than everyone else in the audience, because in many cases, especially in the case of Timothy, who was a younger preacher, there are many young preachers out there who are preaching to audiences where you have people there, Christians there in that church, who have been Christians for longer than the preacher has been alive. So we don't need to think that we have to be smarter than or have more Bible knowledge than those in the audience. We don't need to think that we need to have more life experience than those in the audience. If that were necessary, you could never have a young man who is teaching or who is preaching, because there are always there people there who are wiser. There are always people there who have had more experience dealing with different matters and challenges that exist in life. These things aren't necessary for one to be a good minister. Instead, what Paul told Timothy, don't worry about teaching something new. Don't worry about being smarter than everyone else. Don't worry about having more experience than others, because you probably won't. Instead, Paul told Timothy, remind the brethren. Put the brethren in remembrance of these things. Remind them of what the Bible teaches. So when we think about what a preacher needs to do in order to be a good preacher, in order to fulfill his work, Paul told Timothy, put the brethren in remembrance. Now, a side point on this, one thing that is interesting when you read through the books or the letters to Timothy and Titus, and you think about this point where Timothy was to put the brethren in remembrance. One of the things that's interesting is you read through the letters to Timothy and Titus, Paul emphasized teaching brethren. In fact, if you read through those letters, when Paul wrote to Timothy and Titus, he didn't make any mention of Timothy and Titus teaching non-Christians. Now, does this mean a preacher is not supposed to teach non-Christians? Well, obviously not. That's not what that means. But there is a lesson to be learned from this. Why would it be that Paul, as he is writing to two young evangelists, why would he just leave that out? Why would he tell them about all of these other things that they were to do, including what we're talking about here, put the brethren in remembrance? Why would he talk about all of those things, but not one time mention, this is what you are to do in teaching non-Christians, or this is part of your work in teaching non-Christians? Why would that not be mentioned? The reason why is that This work is not for preachers exclusively. This is a work for all Christians, not just preachers. Remember in Acts chapter 8 when persecution arose against the church and you have disciples were scattered. Well, what did they do? Acts 8 and verse 4. So therefore, those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. These weren't preachers. These were just Christians. And they went about preaching the word. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, Peter talked about how we are to be ready to give a defense for those who ask us for the hope that is in us. He wasn't writing to preachers. He was writing to Christians. All Christians have this obligation to teach and equip ourselves to teach others who are outside of the body of Christ. Now, you look through the book of Acts and you follow the journeys of Paul and the things that he did. He preached a lot to non-Christians. And as he was going around, he was going and establishing churches in a lot of these places. Timothy and Titus, though, they were working where there were already churches established. Now, how would that change the focus of the work? Well, if you think about what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, he talked about the church there, and he talked about the different offices, for lack of a better term, that God put in place in the church. And in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, it says he gave some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. Why are evangelists, as this is what we're talking about here with the work of the preacher, why have they been put in the church? What is their role? What are they to be doing? Well, one of the things, along with these other ones that he mentioned here, they are to equip the saints for the work of service. In fact, if you look over in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, Paul told Timothy that one of his works as a preacher was to equip others to be able to teach themselves. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2 says, "The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." The preacher's focus, here as Paul was writing to Timothy and Titus, their focus was on equipping the brethren. Now, this does not take away from what a preacher might do in reaching non-Christians. Certainly, that is important. But we need to understand that this is not exclusively the preacher's work. It's the Christian's work. And when preachers are working with established churches, one of the things that they do, one of their responsibilities, is that they are to help those Christians who are there and equip them so that they don't have to rely on the preacher, that they can teach themselves, that they can take the gospel to those who are non-Christians and be able to help lead them to the truth. And so Timothy was told, you put the brethren in remembrance of these things. Well, what things was Paul talking about there? What kinds of things would a preacher put the brethren in remembrance about? Well, if you look in that context there in 1 Timothy chapter 4, there are several things that Paul mentioned here in this context. As you start with verse 1, it says, "But the Spirit explicitly says that in later times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons, by means of hypocrisy of liars seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron. Men who forbid marriage and advocate abstaining from foods which God has created to be gratefully shared in by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude, for it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer." And then the next verse is where we started. Point these things out to the brethren. Put the brethren in remembrance. So what did he mention in this context? Number one, you remind them of the Spirit's explicit warning. You remind them of what the Spirit has revealed. Jesus promised the apostles in John 16 and verse 13 that the Spirit would guide them into all the truth. We have that truth that has been revealed to us in the Word of God. It is the faith that was once for all handed down to the saints, as Jude verse 3 says. It is the scripture that is inspired by God, 2 Timothy 3:16. Put the brethren in remembrance of what? You remind them of what came from God. The word that was inspired by the Holy Spirit that has been written down, you remind them of the word of God, including those warnings in the word of God. And one of those warnings, as Paul says here, what you are to remind the brethren about is that some will fall away from the faith. It is possible for Christians to at one time be faithful and then depart from the faith. This is why passages like Hebrews 3 verses 12 and 13 talk about how we are to encourage one another so that we do not develop an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God. We need to encourage the brethren. We need to remind them that this is possible, that we can fall away. Some will depart from the faith. And we need to guard ourselves against departing, and we also need to guard ourselves from being led astray by those who have departed. And of those who have departed, Paul explains here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, he describes who these false teachers are, or what they are like. They will fall away from the faith. Well, what have they done? They've paid attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. They've paid attention to those who are deceiving them rather than teaching them the truth of God's word. They are following after doctrines of demons, not that the demons have taken human form and are leading them in a false doctrine. No, these are men. These are ones who are appearing before them as regular human beings, but they have been led astray by these doctrines of demons, by these doctrines that are opposed to God, that are contrary to what the scriptures teach. So what is a false teacher? It's someone who is teaching something that is contrary to the scriptures to lead people away from God and from what he teaches and from what he wants us to be. Remind the brethren that some will fall away. Remind the brethren that we need to be aware of false teachers. Remind them also that it is possible for our conscience to become seared. It says there in verse 2, by means of the hypocrisy of liars, seared in their own conscience, as with a branding iron. Their conscience is seared. They no longer feel guilt for their sin. Preachers need to warn brethren that we can get to the point where we no longer feel guilt for sin. We might sin and we might do something that is contrary to the will of God, violate his law, and we feel bad about that. We feel guilty about that. That's our conscience working. Our conscience is there to lead us back to God, to follow him, and to do what he wants us to do, to make our lives right with him. Once our conscience is seared, we don't feel guilt for that. We don't see any reason to make a change. This hinders our repentance. Conscience can be seared. But also what Paul mentioned there, one of the things that Timothy was to remind the brethren about was that some people are going to bind things that God has not bound. Notice what he says in verse 3, men who forbid marriage and advocate abstaining from foods which God has created to be gratefully shared in by those who believe and know the truth. Now, when he talks about those who forbid marriage, he's not talking about those who are teaching God's marriage law. There are certain ones that are prohibited by God's marriage law from marrying. But you have in the scriptures, as God designed marriage is for people who, one, have never been married before, or their spouse has died, as is talked about in Romans chapter 7, or Matthew 19:9, one puts away their spouse for fornication, and they may then have the permission to remarry. Those ones are permitted by God to marry. When Paul talks here about those who forbid marriage, he's talking about those who are making additional rules that go beyond what God has said. And when he says here, those who advocate abstaining from foods, this is requiring something that God never required. And so whether it's about marriage or whether it's about eating meat or whether it's any other thing, there are going to be people who will try to bind rules that God never bound, to make laws that God never made in his word. Brethren need to be warned about that because we do not need to submit to the rules of man. Instead, we submit to the rule of God. And then he says in verse 4, everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude, for it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer. Paul told Timothy, you are to remind the brethren to give thanks to God for all things. He is the giver of all good things. Everything created by him is good. We need to be thankful and grateful to him for everything that he has given. Now, there are a lot of other things that we could talk about, and Paul could have mentioned here, but these are the ones that he listed here in this passage. But as we put all of this together, and we think, well, how is one to be a good minister? If one is going to preach the gospel, how is he to do a good job in that? Paul told Timothy, put the brethren in remembrance. Point them to the scripture. Always emphasize what the word of God says. Point them to book, chapter, and verse for what the scriptures teach. And if they forget what the word of God teaches, and the sad reality is that some people will, if they forget what the word of God teaches, we should not share in the blame for that. We should be doing everything we can to remind them of what the scriptures teach. Whenever we have an opportunity to teach from the word of God, to present a message from the gospel, we point them to the scriptures. And so if we are going to be a good minister, this is what we need to do. This is where we start. We start by putting the brethren in remembrance, pointing them to the scriptures, and showing them what the word of God teaches.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
A few weeks ago, I mentioned a new feature on the website, Plain Bible Teaching Sermons. This is actually the content from another site that I had been running, DIY Sermon Outlines, and I'd taken that and moved it over to the Plain Bible Teaching website, and that has hundreds of outlines that are there available for you to look at, to get ideas from. There's also been three books that have been published, the DIY Sermon Outlines, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Each of those books contains 100 sermon outlines. Those have now been put together and been made available as a bundle where you can get all three books together, so a total of 300 outlines at a special discounted price. You can learn more about that if you check out the show notes of this episode, or you can go to the Gospel Armory store. It's store.gospelarmory.com and find out information about that. Next week, we're going to be talking about what Paul meant when he said the church must not be burdened, what he was talking about there. So we'll discuss that next week. Until then, I hope you have a great week.